attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this hump day Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, as soon as we unmute his microphone, is Michael Farage. He's a longtime activist, been involved in politics and protesting government and fighting the good fight for many, many years. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Randy. Am I coming in loud and clear?
We got you, brother. And I wanted to have you on the show today because I had Tammy Clark on earlier as she was heading out to the airport. And you and her hosted an event last night for the Kent County chapter of Stand Up Michigan. And, Mike, you've been actually the, I guess you will say, founding president of that chapter. And I didn't realize it's been 3 years since you've been doing it, and also grown it to be one of the largest, biggest chapters in the state, mentioning that you have over 700 emails and members and people actively engaged there in Kent County. You've been busy in growing that chapter in your own county.
Yeah, well, thanks for being there last night, Randy, and your beautiful wife as well. You look terrific, Randy.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration to me, so I'm halfway to my goal as well.
Good.
Yeah, this all kind of started when President Trump attempted to lock us down. I obviously stepped up and started having big rallies, and I saw Ron Armstrong taking a picture. There were probably like 12 people, and I said, hey, I can take the photo for you. Introduced myself, took the picture. The next rally was probably like 2 weeks later. There was Ron Armstrong with like thousands of people. I mean, this was just, I just thought, whoa, where all these people come from? Well, anyway, then he identified himself and told me what he and the group are doing. And, you know, I was honored to be the president. I wasn't a very good president. I'm not a house cat. And I did the best I could. I probably could have done quite a bit better, but this is where I fit in. And 2024, is obviously it's extremely, extremely important election. And it's extremely important that we have not just people doing doors, because in this whole internet era, text messaging era, we've forgot the face-to-face, door-to-door contact, the relationships. And those are just so important, Trucker. I mean, yeah. Just this morning, I went to get a cup of coffee. I was doing doors this morning. And some guy is just screaming at his phone. And so he hangs up, said, oh, sorry about that. He said, I want to hire someone. She wanted to know if we could do a texting interview.
Oh, my God.
and this is part of what I want to do. This is kind of my baby in a way that we're going to organize 45 seats are going to be red. 45 seats are going to be blue. But then there's just under 20, about 17, that are swing. And I want to organize, I want to plant roots there, not just door to door, but sending out mailers, sending postcards, texting people, calling them, and getting a good group out. Traditionally, I loved my work with FreedomWorks, and I love my work with Americans for Prosperity. Yep. But there's also, when you knock on doors, you are scripted. There are certain things you can get in trouble to say.
Now, right. we're going to get into all that. We've got to take a short break with our sponsors, but hold that thought right there, Mike, because that was something I was talking about in the previous segment, and even explaining the difference between solicitation versus canvassing. So yes, we're going to get into all of that with you. Again, we're speaking with Mike Farage, the former president of Kent County Stand Up Michigan, now going to teach us grassroots activism. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is Michael Farage, longtime grassroots activist involved in political campaigns, fighting taxes, tax millages.
The guy's been a real patriot, but he's had some experience in life. You mentioned Freedom Works and other folks, Michael. You've actually been trained by these large organizations on how to knock on doors, what to say, what not to say. Little one-minute short bio of some of the groups you've actually worked with and for.
Americans for Prosperity, which is third, they're in 38 states. Freedom Works, which has kind of restructured and designated towards basically grassroots activism. They're not in all the states, but they target swing districts. The list that I could tell you is probably endless, but there is an art to it, and there is a way of the more doors you knock on, the more you can make each word more effective. As much as I'm a chatterbox outside of this world, when you knock on a door, you're on a time limit. Just picture yourself when someone comes to your door, how much time before you say, I'm slamming the door. So you have to be to the point, and you have to be quickly. A lot of these organizations give you a script. You have to learn how to cut through that script while using the point, while getting the point across.
Right.
Because you also have an iPad to record their answers.
So you're actually, and like I explained in the last hour after we had Tammy Clark on, I actually explained you're not soliciting, you're canvassing. You're actually engaging them, you're giving them information, but you're extracting, you're getting information. And like you just described, you're actually recording or documenting, I should say, that information so that you know exactly who you're talking to and whether or not they understood your message you were trying to get across.
Spot on. That is accurate. Because let's just use an example. I
sure.
go to the door of Randy Bishop. I have information about Randy in front of me. Now, it could say Randy's a great conservative. But what happens if that person says, I like Gretchen Whitmer. I like Joe Biden. I will not vote for Trump. We have to also verify the data that we have is accurate data as well. So we're going to target. Here's one of the things I really like what Stand Up is doing. There is a religious organization, and there are just certain things with other organizations you can't talk about at the door. But when you're with a constitutional Christian conservative, that really, really is a when they're before you, there's really a special experience when you knock on the door and that's who you get. And it's helpful to build a relationship to help get more voters out. Because as we know, Randy, an awful lot of the conservative activists, they not only are not involved, they don't vote. You know?
Yeah. Why? Vote. I do not get that, Michael. I've heard Pastor Chatfield explain it to me on the show. Well, Randy, you have to understand we're Christians. We believe in the afterlife. We're all going to heaven. You know, we don't want to concern ourselves with the worldly matters that we're living in because this is so absolutely microscopic of a time, a period that we are going to live. We're going to live forever when we get to heaven. And, you know, the few minutes we have on this earth, we really don't care what happens. We just want to give our faith and service and life to God, and that's what we're focused on. And the worldly things, the manly things, Michael, we're not interested in.
Well, and Randy, I look at it this way. When Christ was crucified, there were an awful lot of people. Some were in the back. They didn't mock him. They didn't spit on him, but they did nothing. And that's equally as much as mocking him and not doing that. And I think it is very very imperative that we drive home a victory in this election. And something Tammy said during her hour, I don't recall ever the MIGOP really being helpful to anyone but their own candidates that they wanted to push through. So this is why it is so important that we basically, the MIGOP has always given money to the candidates that are going to be puppets of the MIGOP.
Right.
But for us, if we target these districts and we can flip these districts, it also has a domino effect all the way down to the lowest level. The so-called nonpartisans, which are partisan, we know, but other ones. And that's
sure.
really important. So when you're training people, think about this too, Randy. You ever gotten a phone call for someone doing a survey? How long do you let them on the line before you just hit hang up? So you have to be, you have to be trained in a way. You have to do these mock phone banking, and you have to do it correctly so you at least get an answer out of them before they hang up, such as, oh, Trump can go to beep. Well, you got an answer out of them.
Yeah, you did. And you document it so you know, hey, the qualified voter file and the walking list I was given, not really accurate, so I'll fix the record. More importantly, the process. And let's talk about that, because we're talking about door knocking, and that's what you're going to be training people on going around the state of Michigan doing. When they, when that door is knocked on, I told the audience, I normally back up off the porch. I step down, you know, step off the couple of steps. I'm 10, maybe 8 to 10 feet away. I'm not up in their face. Hi, my name's Randy, you know, and I, and immediately identify myself so at least they know who the heck it is at their door. But really, Michael, how long is it? 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds? How long is it from your experience of all the thousands of doors you've knocked on? How much time do you actually have to get your message out there to at least get their attention?
To be perfectly honest, Randy, I have to kind of give you a kind of the cop-out answer. It depends. A perfect example is if I knock on a door of somebody I don't know, but the house, they have an American flag, don't tread on me flag, etc. You may have extra time. You may have a few extra seconds. If it's a house that, say, for example, has the same things. Oh, this is a great house. But their 18-year-old daughter comes to the door who knows nothing about politics and doesn't want to waste your time.
Right.
And you ask if there's someone else they can talk to. So it really is every house. Is almost like it could be, it's not hit or, there's the old saying, the hit or miss. It can be on target or it can be absolutely a door slam like never before.
Right.
I remember when I ran for, you had me on the show and I was running for chair, I told you about this one lady slammed a door in my face twice in one day. She just said she enjoyed it so much. But so I mean, it's different, but there is an art to it. And the important thing, Randy, for some people, that first door slam, they don't want to do it anymore. It's almost like a rejection, but
right.
You have to training for this. And you have to kind of laugh through a lot of this, because if you don't, it does become personal.
Right.
Knocking on that personal relationship. The GOP has just not done this correctly. And to be perfectly honest, the people I've worked for haven't done it correctly, because you need people who enjoy that conversation with other people. And Tammy was spot on. At that door, the last thing you want to do is be combative. What do we agree on? You document it. Thank you very much. If you'd like to attend one of our meetings, here it is. The reason I said I'm very excited about this opportunity, because with religious groups getting involved, you can actually mention you're from this group. And for Christians, there's just there's more a relief factor. There's something we have in common. So you want to explore if they're an active Christian, if they're a Christian in name only. It's an art. And
yeah. Well, in that process, like you say, because of your experience of doing this hundreds, thousands of times, you've developed certain tactics and understanding how to look at things when you're approaching the home. Again, I always have the milk bones in the pocket in case the dog comes charging at me. We've learned all these, I guess you would call them processes. But most importantly, Michael, it's like you say, Dale Carnegie teaches that when somebody tells you no, they're not saying N-O, they're saying I don't know, K-N-O-W. I don't know enough to buy what you're selling or to engage with you or whatever. The slam in the door, you know, jokingly, I had somebody knock on the door. I actually had a good relationship with them. We were talking for like 10 seconds, and I thought things were going well. And as soon as I said what I was there for, they slammed the door in my face. So I backed up. I waited about 30 seconds, and I knocked on the door. And she said, I told you I wasn't interested. I said, no, actually, you didn't say that. You just slammed the door in my face. So I thought maybe you didn't understand what I was saying. So I just wanted to explain it to you properly so you could understand what I was saying. And she slammed the door again. And I stood outside and I said, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to make sure we were communicating. She opened the door and she went, okay, tell me what you're here for.
And, there you go, Randy.
Magic comes in threes sometimes, and you have to be persistent. But how many people, like you say, get this training the first time? They knock on the door, and the lady slams the door in their face. They tuck their tail, and they go back to the car, and they say, that's it. I'm not doing this no more.
Yeah, well, and that's part of why it needs to be a dedicated position. If you have somebody who just has in their mindset, oh my God, I have three people I got to train today. This is a pain. I want to do doors. They're in the way. They're going to fail. I'm a people person, and I'm watching as I'm doing some of these trainings. I need in some ways, I had to go back to school myself on retraining. So this opportunity, we need all hands on deck. And it's not just a statement this time. This is for real. And we need to get the right people trained, and we'll lose some people. But in the process, we need Navy SEALs that can, do it all, and they need to do it correctly, such as even a postcard, Randy. How much wording are the people listening here? How much wording are you going to read on a postcard before you throw it in the trash?
Yeah, 10, 15 words, whatever. Yeah, exactly,
And that's why I thought this is such a great opportunity that stand-up has presented before me. And like I said, I enjoyed being chapter president, but I wasn't a very good one. And as I said,
you were great. You got Michael, excuse me, you've got the largest chapter, I believe, in the state, 700 members. I mean, stop saying that about yourself because you've grown that thing, and it's absolutely a phenomenal organization. Tammy's taking over. She mentioned she lives in Kent County, and she's going to step in for you while you're starting this. When do you plan to sit down and put out an itinerary schedule of people, groups, areas that you're targeting in these house races for the state house this year? When are you going to make that list, your battle plan? When's your strategy go into effect?
Well, the strategy is actually already in effect. The House, I believe it probably 10 districts we already know because they're very close swing districts.
Yes.
The question of the day is, are we going to get thrown a monkey wrench? And we need to be prepared for this in case the court, they're appealing this redistricting.
Yes.
What if they come back and they do it in 48 hours and here's what we do, knowing very well that this second time around will be thrown in court, but we'll have to wait, and we have to be prepared for everything. So for 10 house seats, we're ready.
Okay. Now, one thing, just so you know, I don't know if you heard this on the show, but I got this by MERS News Service. The Michigan Independent Commission for Redistricting, the U.S. District Judge ruled that they must have the maps drawn by February 2nd. That's the deadline in the line, in the sand, from the judge, Paul L. Maloney. He issued it yesterday. It came out. I'm going to talk about it here in the next half hour, so you might want to listen in. This is interesting because it ties right into exactly what you're talking about. You've identified the seats. We need to know what the actual maps are going to be, and then we'll know what doors to knock on. So, Michael, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you so much for heading this up and being the trainer, the leader of it. And we'll definitely have you on the show more in the future.
Yeah, Randy, just real quick.
Real quick.
I bought some snow tires at one of your advertisers when I was in Petoskey. And let me tell you, I did the right thing. I shelled out a little more coin. And I'm loving driving in the snow because my car is not even sliding.